From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler with your headlines for Friday, June 5th.
Just ahead, the risk of wildfire could ramp up because of unusually dry conditions in the North State.
Also, unofficial election results show two Shasta County supervisors are trailing their challengers.
And a Chico man has pleaded no contest in a deadly New Year's Day shooting in downtown Chico.
But first, you've heard the news. Assemblyman James Gallagher is projected to win the special primary election for the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa's vacant seat and soon head to Washington, D.C. But what happened to that August 4th election date announced by Governor Gavin Newsom after LaMalfa's death? NSBR's Andre Baig explains why there won't be a runoff this summer.
Let's be clear. Gallagher will be in a runoff in November against Democrat Mike McGuire. But that's a result of the regular primary election that was happening at the same time. The August 4th election date is tied to the special primary, which works differently for some offices in California. In a regular primary, the two candidates with the most votes move on to a runoff election. But in a special primary, a candidate who gets over 50% of the vote wins outright. That's according to the California Secretary of State's office. Gallagher is expected to clear that mark. So, if the results hold, there will be no August runoff, and Gallagher will join Congress immediately. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Unofficial election results show two Shasta County supervisors trailing their challengers. In District 1, which includes Redding, City Councilmember Aaron Resner has nearly 54% of the vote. She leads incumbent Kevin Cry by about 15 points. In District 5, Anderson Councilmember Mike Gallagher leads incumbent Chris Kellstrom by about 8 points. But no candidate is above 50%, meaning that race could head to a runoff. Results are not yet final.
And staying in Shasta County, election workers there are facing a tight deadline with about 30,000 ballots still left to process as of yesterday afternoon. Shasta Scout reports that estimate could put turnout around 50%. Registrar Clint Curtis says his office hopes to finish processing ballots by Monday because results in the special congressional election to replace the late Doug LaMalfa must be certified by June 11th. Other races have a later July deadline.
Fire season in the North State is here, and the risk of wildfire could ramp up because of unusually dry conditions. New data released this week from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows the entire North State is either experiencing abnormally dry conditions or already in moderate drought. Scott Stearns is a fire weather coordination meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says dry conditions will bring wildfire concerns over the summer, and the best thing people can do is stay tuned to weather warnings.
We notify the public through not only the Storm Prediction Center daily outlooks that we have for fire weather, but also through your local forecast office when they issue red flag warnings and fire danger statements, things of that nature.
Fire officials are trying to get people to avoid starting fires by warning against dragging trailer chains, throwing cigarettes out of car windows, and using equipment that can throw sparks into dry grass.
A Chico man has pleaded no contest to murder in a deadly New Year's Day shooting in downtown Chico. The Butte County District Attorney's Office says the 30-year-old Dante Murphy unexpectedly entered the plea yesterday when he was in court to set a trial date. Prosecutors say Murphy shot and killed Sean Ray Allen Jr. during an early morning altercation near Broadway and West 4th Streets. Murphy faces 25 years to life at his sentencing next month.
California energy regulators are investigating whether major gas brands are using the war in Iran to boost profits. State officials told lawmakers this week that branded stations like Chevron, Shell, and Valero charge about 31 cents more per gallon than unbranded stations in California. Regulators say retail markups may also help explain why drivers see such big price differences at the pump.
California is leading the way when it comes to building housing near bus lines and train stops. But there's a catch. KQED's Aaron Baldessari explains.
Nearly three-quarters of all homes in California are located within a half mile of a bus line or train stop. But that number falls to fewer than one in five when it comes to service that runs at least every 15 minutes. That's according to new research from the policy nonprofit Urban Institute. The report's author, Yona Freemark, says having high-quality service is critical.
If you just need to go to the grocery store or go to a school or go to the museum or whatever, you need a transit service that can show up very frequently so you're not waiting for a schedule. Otherwise, you're going to be taking your car.
Freemark found that when people do have access to frequent transit service, like in San Francisco and, to a lesser extent, Los Angeles, they're more likely to use it, which in turn leads to fewer carbon emissions and less money spent on high-priced gasoline. He's optimistic the state will be seeing more housing near frequent buses and trains. A new law encouraging it, SB 79, goes into effect on July 1st. I'm Erin Baldessari.
California's primary election on Tuesday was the first test for the state's newly drawn congressional map designed to benefit Democrats. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on the race for California's 6th congressional district in Sacramento, where Congressman Kevin Kiley is fighting to keep a seat in Congress after redistricting.
And finally, a new hotel could be coming to Chico's Merriam Park community. The city's Architectural Review and Historic Preservation Board was scheduled to review the proposal today. The four-story hotel would include 96 rooms and be built on an empty lot at the corner of Notre Dame Boulevard and Marketplace. The project is from the same developer behind Merriam Park. City staff recommended approval.
And those are your headlines for Friday, June 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can find more of our elections coverage online at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler. Have a great day.